Hello, today is Thursday, March 28th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. It's baseball season. It's another sign of spring. So let's look at a few markets. We'll start, as usual, with beef. So I keep talking about the weekly harvest numbers because they're important to help know what to expect in the beef market. Another week below 600,000 head harvested at 598,000 head. That's below last week's 601,000 head and well below last year's 628,000 head. As weather continues to improve, demand is improving, but not availability. Pricing is up again for next week, and I do believe we will see this continue every week. Packers will not increase production until they will be profitable. Production year-to-date is already more than 5% behind last year. Costs are moving higher on pretty much everything for the next week. Loins are in strong demand and moving substantially higher. Ribeyes up, but not near as much. Thin meats are moving higher quickly, and there are shortages heading towards Cinco de Mayo. We're in a cycle where buying what you need now is the best option. Waiting will cost you money. Okay, let's look at poultry, and chicken pricing is moving up again next week. Wings, boneless, skinless, random breasts, and tenders are all getting more money. Production is increasing weekly, but demand is still strong and everything is getting sold. The hatch rate is down again for last week to 78.9%. Anything under 80% is a concern, but we're seeing lower hatch rates for several weeks now. I'm hoping this turns around quickly. On the avian flu front, the good news is only one new report affecting 50 birds. The bad news is the mysterious illness affecting Texas cattle has been identified as avian flu. We've now crossed species in Texas. So let's look at grain, and corn closed at 412, down just a bit from last week's 423. There's not much different news here than the past few weeks, though exports have tipped up a bit, which is all good news. Soy continues to want to move higher, but the rally just fizzles, so we're hanging up pretty much where we've been for the last couple weeks. Wheat continues to be a great value in grains. And look at pork, and bellies closed at 126, just like last week. There will be belly increases, but I think we've got a few weeks before that kicks in. Loins and butts both moving up. Butts due to export demand, and loins up a bit to go along with the ribs, which continue to move higher, and at times have some availability issues. Pork production is up about 5% over last year, and I expect to have plenty of pigs available throughout the year. And finally, we'll look at dairy, and with the CME closed on Friday to observe Good Friday, the final numbers for the week show barrel down 5, block down 1, and butter up 2. I keep hearing this market is undervalued and ready to rally, but I'm not seeing it yet. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.